Bonjour, ma famille.
Comment vous allez? Hopefully you guys had an awesome week.
This past week was pretty great. Let's see. Went by pretty fast too. It's kind of crazy. Like time's just kind of going by. It's awesome. But yeah, so let's see. So Monday was pretty awesome. So I woke up Monday morning, washed all my clothes and stuff, and swept and mopped the whole apartment by myself, and then went and cleaned the kitchen and stuff, and then helped my comp clean up our room and stuff. And then after that, we ate some lunch, and then we went to the cyber, and my comp found a new cyber that's closer to our apartment, but it's total trash. When I first started writing you guys, I was there for literally not even 20 minutes and the power just went out. So I'm forget this. We just went over to the other one, but he's saying he wants to go there today, so we'll see what happens. So hopefully we don't go there again, but he's saying he wants to use that one from now on, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it's whatever. And then, after that, went and emailed you guys. It was awesome. But I didn't have much time to email you guys and talk to you, because I was trying to send the recordings and stuff, and I switched a bunch of different computers, but for some reason, the recorder's just not being read on the computer. The computer doesn't even recognize it. I don't know what's wrong with it. But oh well. But then after that, literally right once I got done with you guys, the assistants came to our apartment to get Elder Dodd to take him to the airport to go to Congo for his mission. So he left. We went to the apartment, got them stuff, and then after that, we had the family home evening with family brew, but no one showed up. So we just sat around for hours and no one came. We went to their house to see what they were doing, and they were literally doing nothing. We're are you guys gonna come to the church? And they're no, we're too busy. I'm oh man. So that was a bummer. And then the power was out at the church, so I couldn't send the recordings there. So, hopefully I can send them today, because I have a million recordings backed up. Oh, man. So, hopefully I can get these all sent out, because holy cow. I feel I'm just doing this for no reason. Ça va, it's all good. So, that was Monday. Then Tuesday, we had district meeting. And me and my me and Elder Ayama were the ones who gave the lessons.
When Elder Ayama gave his lesson, he was just chastising my comp. And then after that, my comp was chastising him. It was just, just cracks me up. The missionaries here love just using the Bible and scriptures to chastise each other. I don't even know. It cracks me up, man. But yeah, so then we were chilling at the church for literally the rest of the day, just doing nothing. We just sat around, ate some lunch, and then we finally went out at 4 o'clock to go and find for Sai, and then we saw for Chris. So then we took him back to the church and taught him there. 6:30-ish, and then came back, and then went back to the apartment. And then we didn't have power at our apartment, so that was a bummer. But I got to talk to Elder Roberts and Reynolds. They called me. So that was cool. I got to talk with them for a while. There's just some other Americans here. So that was awesome. And then after that, let's see. That was basically it for Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we went to Kokodi with
Elder Ayama to get his new companion. And stuff, because, like, all the new companions came. Like, all the new missionaries came. I talked with, like, Elder Mortensen, Elder Smith, and Elder Bullock, because they came, because they received a transfer. And so, like, they were all there, so we just sat around, like, talk for a while. And also, Elder Ologondudu was there. Oh, it was awesome. I got to chill, like, with him, like, the whole day. It was so awesome. Because I haven't seen Ologondudu since Christmas, so, like, oh, so that was awesome. And then so we were talking a while, and then, like, he went and bought me, like, some bananas and a drink. Oh, he's such a stud. I love that guy. But yeah. And then after that, oh, yeah, so then, like, some lady was, like, I guess, like, over at Kokori, like, the church over there. Like, I guess, like, soccer balls, like, keep flying over the fence. Because little kids, like, go and just play soccer, like, over there at the church. Because there's, like, a big field over there. Some lady came in, like, with all of us, like, missionaries there. Like, there was none of the other people there. Like, it was just missionaries. A lady comes in, like, freaking out that, like, soccer balls have been coming into her house. And, like, she got hit by one or something. Like, she wanted to talk to, like, the person in charge at the church. Like, we're like, well, our bishop's not here. Like, we're just missionaries. And, like, just freaking out. It was so funny. Like, chill out, lady. So it was funny. And then, so after that, we just went back to the apartment and just sat around for the rest of the day. But I just decided to study. Just got some good studying in. And then after that, at like 6 o'clock, my comp decided it was a good idea to go back out to the sector. He, like, called the assistants, saw if it was okay for us to go, and then we did. So we just went out to the sector, like, 6, didn't get back to, like, 8:30. It was, oh my gosh. It was so annoying. But it was good. Like, we went and taught, like, some family who, like, I guess they've been, like, coming to the church for, like, 3 years. Like, I thought they were members, but, like, they're, like, just, like, they need to get married, and, like, they just don't want to, because, like, I guess, like, I don't really understand everything that's wrong with them. But yeah, so we, like, taught them for a little bit and then came back, so that was cool. And then we just, I just came back and just got ready for bed and just went to sleep. I was so tired. But yeah. Then Thursday, I woke up and was, like, so exhausted. I don't even know why. It was, like, so random. Like, I slept pretty good, but, like, I was just exhausted. And then we left to, like, the sector at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning to meet Frère Chris at the church, like, before heading out to Benicoso. And, like, he never came, so that was a bummer. But we went and stopped by Sir Sarah and Frère Sai and taught Sir Sarah, and then after found Frère Sai. And just then, like, Frère Chris was just passing by. So we just, like, went with Frère Chris and Frère Sai to the church and just, like, taught them. Because, like, they live really close to the church. And, like, they don't really have, like, a place that, like, we can, like, go sit down and teach. And so, like, we just go to the church. That's, like, why we go there. But, yeah, so then at the end of teaching, like, Frère Sai just, like, started bawling. Because, like, I guess, like, he has, like, this girl that, like, he's been seeing and, like, dating and stuff. And, like, he wants to get married with her. But, like, his parents or, like, her parents or something, like, don't want him to get married and stuff, and, like, he just, like, wants her to, like, come to the church instead of, like, I don't even know. It was really sad. Like, he was just, like, bawling. Like, it was super sad. I feel bad for the guy. But then after that, we, like, left to Benicoso, and we went around, like, trying to find this guy's house, and then we finally found him and taught him, and, like, so, like, turns out the dude, like, has two wives and is, like, a polygamist, so that was that was great. So it's, like, super hard to teach, like, a polygamist guy, because, like, if you want him to get married, like, he has to choose one wife, and it's, like, impossible. But we're gonna still keep teaching him, see if maybe something will turn out with him. And then there was this other lady that we found who's, like, a strong Catholic, and my companion was, like, basically telling her that, like, the Catholic Church is, like, the mother of abominations, and that our church is the only true church.
It was so awesome. I was just laughing my head off.